For Frank de la Teja, it's about telling the story of a marginalized segment of the Texas population.
We need to be able to communicate a more complete story of Texas to Texans themselves.
De la Teja is a history professor at Texas State University. His research focuses on Spanish colonial Mexico and Texas through the Republic era. He says as the demographic landscape of Texas becomes increasingly more Hispanic, it's important that that part of the state's history be recognized.
Raising awareness that there are all of these other stories, that there are all of these other participants in the drama of the history of the state, I think we can learn, we can profit, and we can grow from it. And I hope that the monument does a lot to further that cause.
The construction of the Tejano Monument was approved by the legislature in 2001. The state fronted about half of the $2 million project, with supporters privately raising the remainder.
It all revolves around the agriculture, ranching heritage that we have here in Texas.
Laredo sculptor Armando Hinojosa is the artist behind the monument. His work depicts a Spanish explorer along with an haciendado, one of the early Spaniards who purchased land grants. It also consists of a family with two older children and a mother holding a small child. Hinojosa says they represent the future.
I just want people to know where the state started from. Not with the Alamo, with Jim Boyd and Crockett. They came, they were mercenaries. They came to fight here because they wanted land. But there were people here already.
Hinojosa worked on the massive granite and bronze structure for more than a decade. But Dan Arellano, the president of the Tejano Genealogy Society of Austin, says there was initially some disagreement over where the monument should reside.
Preservation Board said, well, you guys have your monument, but it has to go in the back. And the monument committee said, oh, hell no. This is not the 1950s. That is tantamount to telling us to sit at the back of the bus. So they lobbied again, and they finally got the legislation to approve it. So now it's on the south lawn of the state capitol where it belongs. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
For the Tejano business leaders and educators that fought for this monument, it's all about educating Texans of the future.
One of the purposes of history in grade school is civics, is to give them a sense of why they have social and political and economic responsibilities. But if they're not part of the story, there's a disconnect. They don't see themselves as being involved. So to the degree that we can make these history lessons applicable to those populations, that's the degree to which we get greater civic involvement from those populations.
The unveiling of the Tejano Monument gets underway on the south lawn of the Capitol at 10 a.m. Then on Saturday, a parade to celebrate its inauguration begins at 9 a.m. on Congress Avenue. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler.